Hear yourself for these 7 clues to break through your own barriers. When your car makes weird noise, you pay attention, right? Well, guess what? What you say, what you don't say, and what you try to say but can't say can give you a lot of profound insight about you. We talked about the powerful filters on your sight in episode 22 and filters for thoughts in episode 23 and how they can have huge impact on your emotions, inspirations, motivations, and actions. For this week, our breakthrough idea is around the power of words from various angles. The area that will be a breakthrough idea for many is if you hear yourself, it will tell you a lot about all the reasons you're not making the progress you want to make in all areas, whether it be your relations, emotions, motivations, inspirations, actions, or even physical health. We'll also discuss how you can avoid harming others by your words, whether it be spiritual, emotional, or mental. If you want to find a proof for what is inside the heart, check out the tongue. Tongue will make you see what is in the heart, whether the person wants it or not. We'll be taking a look at several areas, to be exact, 7 precise areas that your tongue can give you a clue for. We'll be taking a look at 7 different areas. Your words will give you immense insight into these 7 areas and will tell you why you are not making the progress that you want to make. Number 1. What does the lack of words imply? So, if you're not saying certain things, that imply a lot about your feelings. A, if you don't hear any words of praise or appreciation from someone, then either it's not there. There's really nothing to praise you for. The person really does not appreciate you, and that could be something to learn from. Or it is there, the person actually appreciates you, but does not know he should use the words to express his or her appreciation. And or he doesn't know how frequently he should do that. Check out our episode number 21 on love and appreciation languages. Number 3, the person actually is ungrateful. There's a lot to be grateful for, but the person is ungrateful. That is the reason you're not receiving words of appreciation from that person. So these are 3 reasons that you would not hear words of appreciation from someone. And when you don't hear that, it doesn't mean that the person does not appreciate you. It could be any one of these 3 reasons. Now think about that same person, how ungrateful he could be towards his Lord. If he doesn't praise him, if he's only thinking about things that are negative, things that are not working for him, if he's only thinking about the challenges in his life, that person is an ungrateful person, and person needs to focus on his own gratitude. And this is the reason that he has barriers, which are barriers to his own happiness and contentment. Number 2, focus. What is a person focusing on? If he's talking about people, then he's focusing on people. If he's talking about events, then he's focusing on events. If he's talking about ideas, then he's focusing on ideas, right? So that tells you a lot about the person. That also tells you a lot about your own self. What are you focusing on? Are you focusing on your shortcomings? Now, it depends on how much you focus on that, how much you talk about those, and in what context. Right? So one can be talking about this in the sense of, okay, these are my challenges and I should work hard to overcome those challenges. I am prone to making this and that mistake, and these are my shortcomings, so I should be working towards them. Or he could be talking about that to give him all the excuses to not to take action. Or he could be talking about his wins, his success stories. And that person can be doing that because he's so full of himself or herself and he's always bragging about himself. Or he could be doing that for inspiring other people. Or he could be doing that to encourage himself that, look, I was able to do that with consistent effort and the mercy of Allah. Let me continue and achieve my next goal. The person can be appreciating and talking about the favors from others, right? Or the person can be talking about the favors from his Lord. So all these things and the amount of time one spends on talking about these things give you an insight on what the person is focusing on. If you start listening to yourself, you will have a better understanding of what you personally focus. And then you can decide, is this focus beneficial for you, or is this focus a barrier towards your success? Number 3, mindset and attitude towards others. If a person is engaging in backbiting, what does that tell you about him? Maybe he doesn't have anything better to do, or he is so jealous of others that he's always backbiting about them and is trying to destroy their reputation. or the person is carrying tales and is trying to influence others not to love someone or to spread hatred or to spread suspicion and doubt, or a person is ridiculing and mocking others, what does that tell about the person? Either he is so full of arrogance or he's so lacking his own self-respect that he's trying to ridicule others and trying to feel good. Or he's trying to disrespect the other. What does that tell about the person? So all these things give a lot of clue about your own self as well as about others. But most importantly, we want you to use your own words to listen to them and learn about your own self. Number 7, self-respect, right? Your words and your action and reactions to other people will tell you a lot about your own self-respect, about your self-doubt and self-esteem as well. Are you always talking about excuses? Are you always talking about the fears that you have, or you are doing other than that? Next, the person is talking about the jokes and making jokes that hurt others. This is very common. You may find something enjoyable and laughable, but the other person is being hurt. A common example of that is husband or men talking about second wife. This is something that a lot of females, a lot of women, a lot of wives complain about, that it hurts them. So it's not about doing it or not doing it, but just mocking about it, just making jokes about it, which actually hurts the other person. How can you find it funny, which is hurting someone else? So this is a huge mistake. You have to pay a lot of attention to this. Likewise, making jokes about the way someone looks or someone acts or walks or talks and so on and so forth is very, very important, because this can actually be hurting other people and causing you to be put away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may Allah protect us all, to be earning the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or the person can be using the words to discipline other in an appropriate manner or to encourage other. Or the person may be using a lot of foul language and swearing all the time, thinking that it may make him look smart. But that tells a lot about the person. Either he is so frustrated, it also tells about the way he expresses his frustration, right? Likewise, if the person is angry and using the words of frustration then for something that's so trivial, that tells you that there's an underlying reason that the person is frustrated. Maybe he's bringing work at home. Maybe he's angry about something else or someone else. And that person is not able to control and direct the anger at the right person and is harming someone else. So why someone is angry, how much he or she is angry, and what time they're angry tells a lot about what is going on internally, as well as their own ability to control their emotions and words and actions. Number 4, good things. The good things that can come out of words are advising others in an appropriate manner, giving someone a sincere advice without expecting any reward, returns, honor. You do your best, you give the right advice, commanding good and forbidding evil, connecting with Allah, increasing your own love for Allah by praising Allah, thinking about the praises of Allah, remembering Allah, making dua to Allah. How much this will benefit you to connect with Allah, to realize who Allah is, to recite Quran, the words of Allah, with tadabbur, with reflection, with thoughts, and with analysis of your own self. Great way to increase your love for Allah. Then number 5, treating yourself, protecting yourself and your family members. You can do that by your tongue and your words, by reciting Quran, by the du'as that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. Number 6, take a look at what things you are being silent for. Are you being silent for a greater good? Right? Because if you were to speak at this time, you would cause more harm. Many people criticize and say things that are of lesser importance, of lesser priority, and they make a big mess and a big fuss. So being silent at that time is super important, right? Or are you being silent for a personal benefit because you don't want to lose the popularity and respect among the people, so you're not speaking the truth? Are you being silent from expressing love to someone? So you love someone, you like someone, you would like to pursue marriage with them, but you're just so shy and so afraid to express it. And then you go around it and you try to join them in a volunteer project or a study project and going around it. And then basically you don't even get what you want. You don't even try it because you're so afraid. And this may be coming from a past experience or your own self-fear. Why would you do that, right? So it's much better for you to be straight up about your own feelings and see what happens. And then if it doesn't work out, you move on and you try with someone else. Likewise, when you're talking to a client, you're speaking to a client, you're not picking up to make that sales call or to go to the interview or to apply for that job. This all implies something deep inside. Either you are too afraid to try, and this is something that you need to change. And we talked about it in mastering your own emotions, that you have to realize that yes, what can happen is you may get a no, but that does not mean that you're not qualified. That only means that you're not able to convince the person that you are the right person for the job, or you're not the right person for that match. But you wouldn't know until you try. And number seven, expressing and asserting your own opinion. Now, this is very important. Look, many times what would happen is you see something that is wrong. Someone is mistreating you, someone is using wrong words with you, someone is abusing you, and you just don't speak up, right? Now, this can be something that you're choosing to ignore because you have other things to focus on and you don't want to focus your energy on this, okay? So if you do that, you have to be very intentional. You have to know that I'm choosing to not assert myself. If you're aware of that, then you won't feel that you're being abused. You won't feel that you have no choice. You would realize that this is my choice and I'm being silent. Part B from point number seven is about asserting yourself, you know, stating your own opinion. Sometimes people state their own opinion and then they're so afraid that they start debating and they start justifying themselves. Sometimes you have to justify, sometimes you just have to say that this is how I feel, right? And sometimes the best thing is to just say that, hey, this is how I feel. I can't do this. I'm sorry. I can't help you. I'm sorry. This is too much. I'm sorry. I get tired, right? And then instead of debating and explaining why you're tired and this and that, you just say it. If the other person does not agree, the best thing to do in most scenarios is say, okay, you know what? Think about it and I'll talk to you later. Right? Sometimes you say, oh, I'm sorry, I can't help you. And a wife is saying to the husband or vice versa. And the other person does not agree. And then it's a big debate. And then there's a lot of confrontation because none of the parties are listening to each other. They're all debating. So if you see that happening, then just assert yourself. Tell the other person, hey, you know what? Think about it. We'll talk about it later. And then you come back and you explain why you said what you said. And sometime by the time, you know, in a day or two, the other person would have already realized your position and you wouldn't even have to justify it. So be careful. Are you being assertive? Are you debating? Do you need to debate? Is your debate helpful? Should you just assert yourself and leave it at that and or follow up with an explanation later? So, and there are many other points, but these are some of the seven points that I wanted to share with you. And I'm sure that inshallah, each one of you would have found a point that you can learn from your own words that you didn't know that your words can tell you about your own self. So here are some principles. And by the way, this time we are in the chapter of the danger of words. We're continuing the book of Ibn Qayyim, The Disease and the Cure, and we're on the chapter of words, the danger of words. And here are some principles that we have taken from that book. Number one, only speak that will benefit you in your relationship with Allah. If there's no benefit, then stop. If there is a benefit, think that by speaking those words, will you miss out on a greater benefit? Is there something else that you could be saying for a greater benefit? So always be careful. Number two, if you cannot bring happiness by your words, don't bring sadness. If you can't bring benefit, don't bring harm. Right? And these are general principles. And now we have hadith, the sayings of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of them is the one that is reported by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, in which he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked about the deed which will be foremost to lead a man to Jannah. Okay? Now this is about an action that will be most important, that will be foremost in taking someone to Jannah, which is the eternal destination for happiness and should be our own goal for everyone, right? And this is what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, fear of Allah and the good conduct. Then he was asked about indulgence, which will admit a man to hellfire, right? So regarding what will admit a man to hellfire, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the tongue and the genitals, right? So look at these two muscles in the body, these two parts of the body, and how important they are to be protected. And in Sahih Bukhari, we have a narration from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a slave of Allah may utter a word which pleases Allah without giving it much importance. So one may say something and one doesn't think it's a big deal, but that word will please Allah. And it will be such a pleasure that because of that, Allah will raise him to degrees of rewards. And a slave of Allah may utter a word carelessly which displeases Allah without thinking much about it, right? And this word is displeasing Allah. And what happens is because of this, he is thrown into the hellfire. So this is the power of words, my brothers and sisters. And finally, look, what we know is that your words are your own possessions. They are your captives. They are your slave as long as you don't speak them. But when they are out, they own you, right? And right now, actually, these days, we are seeing a lot of that, right? I mean, you see a lot of people on Twitter, even like people who are leaders of nation, they are on Twitter, on social media, they are saying things, they're being ridiculed and mocked about it, and they're being held accountable for it. So just take a look at the importance of the words. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, in his pure speech, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِن قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Not a word does he or she utter, but there is a watcher by him ready to record it. Many people stay away from several forms of haram, prohibited actions, but they do not pay attention to their tongue. How much does it elevate or destroy a relationship with Allah, with your family, with your clients, and so on? And finally, think about this. It may be the servant comes on the day of judgment with good deeds like that of a mountain, and it is all demolished because of his tongue, because of what he has used his tongues towards sins and hurting other people. And likewise, some men may come with sins like that of mountain and finds that his tongue has earned from the remembrance of Allah and what is connected to this remembrance, good deeds that demolishes all his sins. So watch out what comes out of your tongue and what you hold back. This will give you a lot of insight about what is going on in your heart and in your mind. If you like these ideas, then please share and benefit others as well. Finally, this is most likely for most people, you're listening to this in Ramadan, and as you hold off from your food and sexual intimacy, watch out how you're holding your tongue.
Thank you for watching our Muslim Mastery Breakthroughs, a weekly video series in which we share insights on how you can achieve breakthroughs in your life to unlock your spirituality, relationships, and mindset. If you like the ideas we shared, please like and share them now. We always love to hear from you, so tell us how this system is working for you.